This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.
Farmers, it's time to be part of the progress. Plan your trip to Iowa this August for the 2024 Farm Progress Show, where tradition meets innovation. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art tech, engaging demos, and educational issues from industry experts. We'll see you in Boone, Iowa, August 27th through the 29th. Save on tickets now and learn more at farmprogressshow.com.
Patrick Fleming returned for his second tenure with the National Pork Board, where he now serves as the Vice President of Demand Development. Fleming shared his goals for the first 90 days in his new role.
We can effectively market to customers with the messaging that they want to hear from us that will convert them into long-term pork consumers, especially the younger consumers. We've always done really well with the older generations, the Xers and the Boomers. To have this industry be set up for the future, we have to really go out and make sure that the next two generations align. The millennials and the Zs have that same passion for pork that the older generations have.
He discusses the potential of pork in relation to consumer segmentation.
That's what segmentation allows us to do, right? We know where the consumers are. We know, more importantly, where they are in their life stages, all the stuff that the segmentation has provided down to a very granular level, more granular than we've ever had. So now we know. Now we can size the prize that we can message accordingly to each one. In the old days, we had to have a broader message that kind of appealed or didn't appeal to everybody equally. Now, with digital advertising, we can talk to consumers with the message that they need to hear from us to convert to sales.
Fleming says he is proud to be back with NPB to help serve producers yet again.
For me, it's incredibly personal. When I was here before, I've never been more honored in my life than to be able to speak on behalf of America's pork producers. We have a magical animal that gives us so much flavor and so much variety, and we are always humble about that production of that magical animal. We figure our product should speak for itself, and in so many ways it does. Bacon talks very loudly. So for me, it's always been an honor to represent producers that have provided the best quality, best tasting product, and to take that message forward, realizing all the work, all the effort, and all the hard work that goes into making the product to drive better value for that product.
For more information, visit pork.org. To view this story online, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.